Dublin confirmed as Europe's fastest growing major airport last week as figures showed strong overall increases in Irish air traffic this year. The increase ranked the Irish hub as the fastest growing among Europe's Group 1 airports. That's those caring for 25 million plus passengers a year. It seems many Northern Ireland flyers are choosing Dublin over our own airports. Between 2012 and 2014, there's been a 69% increase in the number of Northern Ireland residents using Dublin Airport. The 2015 numbers, they'll be issued shortly. They will show a further increase in the numbers of Northern Ireland residents using Dublin Airport. So, the travel expert Simon Calder with us this morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you, Simon. We're doing this story in the context of, we ran a story last week about government investing £9 million of public money to keep an air route open between Belfast International and Newark in the United States. I wonder how the services compare between Dublin and Belfast.
Well, very, very differently. As you say, Dublin is just on steroids at the moment. It is really, really growing fast, on course to overtake Copenhagen and Zurich for passenger numbers. And that's a remarkable achievement, considering they've traditionally been two of Europe's key hub airports. I know that the geographical description of the British Isles is, of course, very controversial. But if you look at the UK and the Republic of Ireland together, the third biggest airport now is Dublin. It's taken over from Stansted and Manchester.
So Belfast, both the airports in Belfast can compete in terms of they are closer to many of the residents of Northern Ireland. You've less miles to do to travel to the airport, for goodness sake. But if you're travelling from Dublin, the flights are often cheaper. I would fly to America quite often. I would take the drive to Dublin because you're saving hundreds, sometimes more, in air passenger duty.
Well, you are, although, of course, air passenger duty is now £13 out of Belfast. On the particular Newark flight, it would normally be over £70, but that was reduced in order to keep the flights going. That, I think, was in about 2010, and Julian O'Neill, the Northern Ireland business correspondent for the BBC, found this remarkable subsidy, £3 million a year. And it's all about scale. Unfortunately, that's what airports are. The bigger an airport, the more airlines it attracts. And while Belfast International and George Best Belfast City do really very well, it's great that there's kind of competition between the two for Belfast, and that's great for short-haul links. I'm afraid, predominantly, if you look at the island of Ireland, there is one intercontinental hub, and that is Dublin. And it's going to get even more emphasised because Willie Walsh, chief executive of IAG, which includes British Airways, Iberia, and now Aer Lingus, has said that he wants to make Dublin a kind of low-cost express hub for the United States, which means that you're going to get flights coming in from right across Europe into Dublin, and then multiple options for flying on from there.
Look, I'm not by any means trying to put our own airports in Northern Ireland down. I fly from the City Airport every week, for goodness sake, to Manchester and those short haul flights. But if you take the American example, I know this because I pay for the flights myself, and I would fly business to America, business class, and the difference in cost of flights for a 2-hour trip down the road from Belfast to Dublin is extraordinary. And if you look at some of the websites online, they're actually advising some people elsewhere in the UK to fly into Dublin in order to fly back out of Dublin again to the United States, because the price in tickets is sometimes £600, £700, £800 cheaper from Dublin than it would be, for example, from Belfast or London if you're flying business class.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are great advantages, not least air passenger duty. And if you're flying from England, Wales or Scotland, there's most certainly a huge advantage in terms of avoiding the air passenger duty tax on transatlantic flights. And It is, I'm afraid, just an inevitability that you tend to get concentrations. If you've only got one main, you know, I know there's various transatlantic flights that fly off mostly for leisure passengers, but if you're just looking at the business link, Belfast International to Newark, that is one flight a day during mostly during the summer. United have already scrapped their Newcastle to New York flight because that wasn't making any money. And if you want to have intercontinental links from Northern Ireland that are going to put the country on the map and make it appeal to businesses for inward investment and so on, then I'm afraid that is going to cost you money. I guess what looking at it in the round, what you need to do is say the island of Ireland is incredibly well connected to many parts of the world.
When we compare Dublin, though, to Belfast, it's not just about the price of a ticket, which is important to most people. It's about infrastructure, too. So Dublin are now talking, they're floating an idea of a rail link to the airport.
Yep.
We don't have one here.
No.
There's not even a rail link to our airports here.
No, but there's all kinds of accidents of history. I mean, I think for anybody flying in and out of who wants to get into Belfast city centre, obviously George Best Belfast City is fantastic. And you may remember, 20 years ago or so, when it was called Belfast Harbour, had hardly any flights. Now it is a really thriving airport, competing very well with with Belfast.
But if we are competing as a country, Northern Ireland, if Belfast is competing as a city, should we not have even a plan in place to have a rail link to our airports?
Yeah, and you could do all sorts of things, which could include, and this sounds very, very harsh, and I wouldn't recommend it, certainly not from a consumer's point of view, but it might be that you have a look at what the rail possibilities are, and you might say, actually, we're going to go with Aldergrove, and we're going to make that, thanks to good new, reasonably high-speed rail link, it will be almost as good for access to Belfast as George Best, and
the city airport would say that there is a rail hub, but they come and pick you up on a bus, for goodness sake, or you've got to walk across the road. There is not a rail link direct to the airport. There's one close to it. Okay, Simon, thank you, sir.